Cut it. You can do it one more time.
Everyone remember the lines?
Everyone put their Chick-fil-A back in the...
Yeah, that was really fucked up of you to just... You're about to lose your entire gay audience.
Is what? Gangbang... That I had Chick-fil-A? You guys had it too.
Is gangbang a problematic...
Did you just fucking Google, is gangbang problematic?
No, you said that.
Text to Davide.
You said that. These pictures are of you.
Wait, what?
We saw a store called Cap'n on Melrose, and we were laughing.
So what are we talking about, sex or what?
No.
Was that just a lie?
It was a clickbait.
That's just a lie to get people to fucking join. What?
Dude, if you fell for that, you're definitely falling for the person on the side of the road that needs help.
No, it usually comes in the form of falling.
You know what's really funny? Add to the sex combo, I just got married.
Did you? Yeah. Wait, that was the wedding I just missed.
Yeah.
You know what, you guys? In order to earn the respect of your gay audience, you need to like renew your vows in a year and invite me to the wedding.
Okay.
What? No, he doesn't have to do that at all.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
He's not gay. He can't tell you that. You're going to trust this guy? He's a foe.
Yeah.
That's true. I am very famously anti-LGBT.
He's one homophobic slur from losing it all. Come on, say it.
Yeah, this is behind the paywall, yeah. Dude.
Oh, God. I say it all the time.
Yeah, he does. He loves to call
me. I love saying it. Yeah. No, you love hearing it, actually.
I love saying it, too, sometimes.
Yeah, why don't you say it right now?
No, I won't.
Come on, say it.
I can't say
it's
it.
The Patreon. Is no, it behind the paywall?
Just
it's
give us YouTube. All the pass this one time.
No, I can't. I can't say it. Look, we have the same phone case.
You're such a bitch.
Look at that.
Same phone, too?
My mom, 100%.
Is that your mom's here?
Yes, my mom is here.
Anne.
And she's definitely just messing shit up in the kitchen.
No, she's... Your mom is a wonderful woman. And she's the reason. Your mom is the reason why this house has any furniture in it.
That is also true. Oh, my God. You know what to say. You know just what to say.
Mom,
she's not going to see this. She's not a subscriber to the Patreon.
She is. Your mom is the only reason why this house is put together.
She probably has the headphones in.
Does she?
I talk too much about like cum and stuff. Yeah, so like she like walks around with headphones in the
house.
His
mom is so sweet. I went to her birthday dinner that she invited me to, and she fucking sent me, she wrote me out a handwritten card.
Like a
thanking
you
me, and
that's
I
so
and she like referenced a
write this down. This is his expectation of you when you renew your vows.
She referenced a conversation that we had together, and she's like, because I asked her what her words of wisdom would be, and she couldn't tell me at that moment, so she wrote them in the card.
That's so
isn't
sweet.
That the
wow,
sweetest? And you know what? You know where it sits?
El
it
nerd.
Sits above nerd my mom. Fireplace.
That's so cute.
Actually, it sits in a drawer because it's Christmas time and, you know, we got to change the decor.
Yeah,
but I'll put it back up after the Christmas.
It's not festive.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of which, this guy doesn't have a fucking Christmas tree. Can you believe it?
That's fucked up.
I have a fucking Santa Claus behind me, bro. What do you want?
That's true. I don't know. I think he should be a little bit more festive.
You need a tree, I think.
Being quite Islamophobic right now.
No,
okay.
You can be. No, that is Islamophobic to say that if people can't have.
No,
a Christmas
it's Islamophobic.
Tree.
Like, come on, Muslim man, fucking get a goddamn Christmas tree in here.
Yeah,
it's feeling like you want Al Qaeda to win. That's what it's feeling like.
You're homophobic, and so it cancels out. It just
Well, oh wow, Muslim man homophobic. Yeah, you think all Muslims are homophobic, huh?
No, no.
Wow,
no.
You fucking got him.
No.
Got him. It's over, dude.
No.
Damn.
So you got married. What's it like? What's that like? Is that good, bad, not mid? Don't recommend.
Yeah, marriage is not mid. I can confirm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty goated, actually.
Okay, it's goated on a stack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, nothing's like...
How long were you guys together?
We've been together for almost like 8 years now.
Okay, that's like common law marriage anyway.
Exactly,
if she was like trying to divorce your ass, she could have fucking taking you to the courts.
Yeah, I know.
Do you guys have that in Canada?
Like a common law? Yeah.
Like it's like common law marriage, like when you live with a partner
together for long enough and you're married.
Yeah, yeah. And you're married.
Yeah, it's a British territory or whatever. So they. Yeah.
Well, no, what I mean by that is like if you live with a partner in the state of California, they don't have common law marriage or whatever, but like if you live with a partner for an extended period of time, that partner can still like file when you break up, that partner can still file for like a divorce basically.
Yeah.
Even if you never got married.
I think that's also in Canada as well.
Yeah. Probably. They're woke. up there.
That's true.
Yeah, the gay agenda.
I don't
and
like
all.
That law.
Falling downstairs and shit.
Yeah.
I don't like that law. I don't. I don't think somebody should be entitled.
He's the breadwinner, well, like, dog. That's why. I think,
aren't you common law after like a year or like a year and a half?
No.
I thought, at least in California, I think it's like 8 years or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Oh, in Canada, it's like, I feel like it's pretty short.
What the fuck?
So you could just have like a roommate, they can divorce.
<Yeah. laughs> I feel like it's pretty short. I don't
Dude,
know.
What the fuck? Imagine you're like dating someone, you have a roommate, you start dating. You pop off on fucking YouTube, and then your roommate's like, oh, dude, we're so married. You're yeah. fucked. Oh,
and
you're
I'll fucked. Be taking half of that. Yeah.
Thank
that.
You so much. Yeah.
You can say that that's what your wife did to you. It's fine.
No. No. But no, being I feel like being married is like pretty similar to how it was when we were not married.
8 years.
Like, yeah. It's, we're pretty much already married.
It's I like, feel like it's more like an external thing where people see your relationship is different. Like, I feel like our families see each other different since we got married because it's like, oh, this is legit. And now, yeah.
The
yeah.
way you said that makes it seem like you guys got married.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like our family's like, yeah. look at us different now that
we're married. They're like, you guys were gay? I had no idea.
No, we were just roommates. So yeah.
It's a common law marriage, Mom.
Not like that.
How long were you in a relationship with your partner?
We've been together for like 10 years, I think. No, 11. We've been together since high school.
Oh, that makes yeah. sense. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's nice as hell. That is. What about, where'd you
so
guys
wonderful.
Meet?
We met.
Where'd you and Danny meet?
Me and Jenna, we met at, we met through like a mutual friend, but the place, the actual place we met was, it was at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Toronto.
Oh, wow, God.
Before we went,
Lex,
I didn't have a room there. I couldn't afford
oh,
it.
Oh, my.
But that was before we were going to a One Direction concert.
That
double flex.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you've been a fucking Harry Styles stan
so
for a while. Yeah.
What, was it like a blind date? Or
you... Well, we, our friend who lives in Salt Lake City, they were like, they flew up to Toronto to like come hang out with us and like see that show with okay. us. And then like our friend knew Jenna through like Instagram and shit. And then like we just met at the, there and then we just like kept.
And what happened? Out. You were like, damn, she's hot.
Yeah,
what a fine
much.
Honey.
Yeah, and I,
you
fucking hit the Mac.
Yeah, yeah, I turned it on for sure. Not really. I was probably really nervous, and then I like texted her the next day, being like, "It was really nice to meet you." I don't know, but we just like kept hanging out after
unspoken and then, Riz.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna keep saying random things like yeah.
just memes. Yeah, W,
big dub, big dub,
W
boss,
relationship.
Normal day in Ohio.
I don't even look at TikTok. That's like, I don't know why I know all
every
these
time
things.
I see something wacky, it's a meme, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was legit.
Are you asking what a meme is? Every time I see something wacky.
He said that like such a concerned parent.
What do you mean?
Well, no, I'm being honest. When I first saw it, I was like, God damn, there's a lot of crazy shit that's happening in Ohio.
He sees memes and he gets worried.
Oh, you're talking specifically about the Ohio meme.
Yeah, like,
okay.
Originally, I didn't know.
I thought you just meant memes in general.
No. So every time I see something wacky,
that's
a meme,
right?
Right?
No. Not really.
Why are you like this?
No. I was saying.
This is why people think you're older than me.
No. I was talking about, like, the. When I saw the meme that everybody in Ohio, I thought a lot of those videos, I thought they were all in Ohio.
Right, you believed it.
That's even dumber.
And it took me a while.
Oh, no.
I was like, wow, this is clearly the UK. I was like, that's the London Eye right there. That's clearly not Ohio.
He looked at the meme and was like, better steer clear of Ohio.
Yeah. Damn, what's going on?
A lot going on there.
And this is the most normal car in Ohio. Better never go there.
Why are they driving on that side of the road?
Yeah. Oh, anyway. I'm in pain.
Oh, that's so funny.
Seeing anything wacky and thinking it's a meme is so crazy.
Okay. Oh, my my God. So how long have you been married for?
Since 2017, like 5 years.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. How's it going so far?
It's great. Yeah. We have a house. We have two dogs.
Kids on the agenda?
W.
We'll probably have kids someday, but not right now.
Is that like an inappropriate question to ask a married person if they're going to have kids?
I don't think that's inappropriate. I think so. With family, it gets weird when it's like persistently like, when are you going to have kids? But like, just asking like, yeah, do you want to have kids someday?
He's gay. Something? He doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know how straight couples act. In fact, I think it's kind of gross. To be honest. Yeah.
I know. Just like keep it in the bedroom.
Right? Yeah, exactly. No, I like, yeah, it's weird.
I don't think I'm ever going to have kids. Ever.
You don't think so?
No, Jenna doesn't want any kids either. So we're on the same page, which is cool.
Good for you.
What's your reason?
I don't know. I was talking to my friend Eddie last night about this also. He summed it up perfectly. He was like, I like Eddie? Hanging out too much. Yeah.
Eddie Burback.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah. He said I like hanging out too much, and I was like, "Yeah, you're right. I don't want to like have like a baby at home and shit, you know."
Yeah, babies are fucked vibes.
Yeah, yeah. Babies are hell.
Vibe killers, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. I think kids are like very boring and insufferable until they're like 4 or 5.
Dude,
years old.
Yeah. People used to get mad at me. I was like, kids are no content. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Like, I'll try to talk to a fucking dumbass baby, and it's like, if they're 3 or 4, they have nothing.
Yeah,
like,
they have nothing. There's nothing going on.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, and for like several years, it's like, they're not going to remember shit. Yeah.
Right.
You know, they like, you know, but I want my own. I don't want to adopt. I mean, no, there's nothing wrong with adopting, right? I don't want to be clear about that. But I just want my own blood, which is really difficult when you're gay, because you got to have a surrogate.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of cool, because you can be like, all right, give me your genetics. You know what
I
mean?
That's pretty
like,
cool.
You look at them, look at their...
He's like,
you know.
Eugenics, very cool.
is that one of those things?
Bro, you're like, I'm searching for a mare.
Wait, is that...
To impregnate.
Is that problematic?
A little bit.
Well, I mean, it's a transaction.
It's like... Oh, if you're paying for it, that's fine, dude.
Wait, hold on. So in order to not be problematic, I'm supposed to just roll the fucking dice and just like anybody makes my kid?
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where it's right. Like everyone, it's right. Like I want my kids. I want my kids to be fucking able to dunk. You know what I mean? Like
you want an athlete.
Right.
Like I want another, an athlete.
A tall.
Yeah. I want what I couldn't
like
have.
Wasn't there like a billionaire who was trying to get like LeBron James and Serena Williams to have a kid together or something?
That's definitely that? That's got to be racist.
It is. Yeah. You guys didn't see that?
Which like, billionaire?
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
If you can find that, I swear to God that happened. I really hope so.
I swear to God that happened. I'm the billionaire.
It was Mr. Beast.
I got LeBron James and Serena Williams to impregnate one another. I don't know why.
Impregnate each other.
I would also like.
Whoa.
Wait, it's on Facebook, dog. Also, wait, cut that also as well. Cut the Facebook link if you showed it.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. You got fucking fake news.
Oh, more than
no.
Damn. Yo, that is, dude, that is Illinois married man behavior right there.
Fact checking me.
Oh, damn. My God.
Hey, you want to fact check the dog thing real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. I would
this
like
is,
to know
we,
that.
We were this close to being the Joe Rogan experience right there.
That's true.
If I didn't have my Jamie.
Thank you for pulling
that
up.
Shit up.
Understanding private pet. See, private pet. Look. They wouldn't even have an article that says private pet cremation if it wasn't
a
separate
thing. We can't see it.
Oh, debunking the myths of pet cremation.
Dude, you're edging me with this thing.
Debunking the myths of pet cremation. Wait up.
Wow.
Hold up.
You got fake news as well.
You fucked the wrong vet tech, my friend. He lied to you.
Damn.
One question that is brought up frequently regarding the commingler mix of ashes. This is a concern for many in the field of human cremation as well. When humans are cremated in retorts, there's an expected minute amount of cremation.
I don't think you're allowed to say that word.
Oh, they're just saying like there's always there's always like a little bit of remains in the fucking.
Reasonable effort. That see, this is the thing though. Reasonable effort. Yeah, come on, really.
No, that's very different than what you were stating.
That's very legal. You jargon
said.
Right there.
You said.
Throw them all in there,
bro. You you literally used those terms. You made it seem like someone grabs a fucking shovel and just like tosses a bunch of pets in the.
That's
in
how
a
we
furnace.
Started the podcast.
Yeah. No. It's
wow. And
circle.
It's behind the paywall. The truth is behind the paywall,
wow.
Austin.
Yeah. At As least it usually I had is. The. Never mind.
You had the responsibility or respect.
The courage? I don't know.
The bravery to lie.
The bravery and
the courage to tell the truth.
To bring it up in the same episode.
The veracity. Yeah.
Veracity.
It was fact checked.
Yeah.
Good one. Do you this is a controversial question to ask married people, I think. So
okay.
Could you is it scary to be like, oh my God, this is the one person for the rest of my life? Or do you know?
No, I don't think, if it was, then I wouldn't have gotten married, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But you just know, like, it's that person.
Yeah, like, yeah. I can't, it's like, I can't really picture my life, like, without Jenna. So it's like,
aww,
you know?
So nice. Right. Even though I wasn't invited to the wedding, it's fine.
Well, yeah, me neither.
Yeah, well,
me
it was neither, pretty
man.
Far.
I just went.
And, like, you probably couldn't pack all your stuff with you, so.
I have to go everywhere with this. This is, I have to bring it everywhere I go.
Yeah.
So, did you ever have that question prior to meeting your spouses? Did you have that question in your mind, like, oh, my God, like, from somebody who I'm not married. Did you have that question in your head, too, like, oh, my God, is it scary? And then that question was answered, like, no, that it's not scared. Like, you just know. Does that make any sense? Saying?
No.
Okay. Let me re-ask the question.
Yeah.
He's saying, did you ever have that fear in your mind of, like, when you were in a relationship that, like, oh, man, I don't know if I can be with this person for the rest of my life in the beginning phases, but then was there a point where you went, oh, no, that is the person I'm going to be with the rest of my life?
Not, I mean, definitely with past relationships, I was like very doubtful and like, you know, being like, I can't see myself. Like, why? I don't even, it was, yeah, just like bad. But I've never really had that with Jenna. So yeah. It was like,
yeah, I definitely wouldn't say like a fear. I mean, like, everyone has that like a question of like, can I spend the rest of my life with this person? But like, no, it was never a fear because by the time it got to the point where that was even a possibility, like us getting married, like I was already, you know, that there wasn't a fear anymore, you know?
Right.
You're already committed.
Wouldn't have been a fear, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, cool. You shouldn't really, you probably should, pro tip, if you okay. shouldn't marry someone if you don't, if you're not sure.
Okay. You're not. Good to know. Yeah. I was going to fucking, oh no. I was going to propose to random people on the street. Don't
are you going to get married, son?
Yeah, I think, I hope, one day.
Are you
going
to invite me to your wedding?
Fuck no, dude. That's a straights only experience, dog.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, no gays.
I can't
there.
Ruin the sanctity of marriage.
Yeah, I feel bad. He actually already sent out his invites. We already got.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we RSVP'd a while ago.
He's already pre-invited.
Well, they're like, also married, so they're like doubly
it's
invited.
Like a,
you
it's
know
like
what
a
mean?
Playoff game. You don't know who the other the opponent's gonna be.
Yeah,
you
know it's just like a blank that we all have like to fill in once we know. Yeah,
yeah.
We have to fill in the date too when it happens. But they already have it. I'm sorry that.
That's bullshit.
It's kind of awkward that you didn't get it. But
sorry to find out this way.
The second
it's okay.
wedding I've been.
Sorry, I had to find out.
This and thanks for invite. Thanks for the invite to your wedding, by the way. I didn't get that.
I sent it.
Oh.
Yeah, I sent it.
Like what? How many years ago?
So I got lost in the mail or something.
Just sent it with like a carrier pigeon. I just said, find him. Oh. Find Austin. Go.
Find Austin. I will meet him find one him. Day in the future.
Yeah.
Go.
I had to send the pigeon into the future. So it's maybe not back yet. Or I don't know how that works.
Pigeon's dead.
Go. Just keep waiting.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll get it.
I'll keep waiting. Well, let me know if you renew your vows.
Okay. Yeah. I'll let you. Yeah, you'll be the first person.
Why are you so invested in going to people's?
Do you really like weddings?
Love weddings. I emceed for my friend's wedding over the summer.
He just likes attention. That's what it is.
Did you say I am seed?
Emceed.
MC.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He said it weirdly.
I am seed. I was like,
no, I thought I at first my brain
I
went
donated
there too.
My seed in this way.
I thought you were the seed of the wedding or something. Like that was like a weird way of saying something as well.
That's like the officiant or something. Some people call him the seed of the wedding.
So, I am seed.
So what do you do for fun, Danny?
What do I do for fun?
Yeah.
Well, We've been pretty into running lately. I do a lot of running. We ran a marathon for the first time in October.
Fuck is up with Viners turning into YouTubers that are just doing that? Isn't it Cody doing that too?
Yeah, oh, Cody's like huge, but he's been doing that for forever. I think he ran marathons in college and stuff. Yeah, his dad is like an Olympic athlete.
Also Canadian.
Yeah,
Canadian king, fellow Canadian.
Yeah,
yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just like saying that. It's such a weird thing to just like diss Canadians. No one does it.
Country.
No one does it enough.
That's true. We got to be put in our place.
But go on. Yes, you were saying Cody. Cody's dad.
Cody's dad. Wait, what?
And then you are doing marathons.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of, I mean, like, hang out with my dogs. I make music sometimes, as you saw.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not even kidding.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a reception like that before?
No, not in person. I mean, obviously I've gotten comments that are like really nice, but I've never like seen someone.
Especially with the slime one.
Live reaction.
Like your face, you were shocked.
I was into it.
Great reveal.
Although like
it
I said.
It felt like I was doing like a make-a-wish or something. It's like.
Really so happy.
I mean. I just think you did miss out an opportunity to do the innuendo.
Yeah.
That's yeah, I get that.
Which so next time if there's like a sequel.
If I ever do another song about slime, I'll or whatever song I do next, I'll try to include just some sort of jizz innuendo
yes.
for you.
Yeah. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, he's got notes for you. Oh wait. Yeah, he'll give them to you after.
Yeah.
Wait, whoa. I just like blanked out. I had a question for you specifically and I can't remember
what
now.
What do you do for fun?
Okay, yeah, pretty good.
thanks.
I've been really into running.
Wait, why'd you laugh so hard? You don't think he's? You don't
see
him as
think I can do that?
You guys both have runner bodies.
Oh, I don't run. I don't run, but.
But you still have that. You're just skinny.
He's lying.
Right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're
to save his reputation.
Some people could be offended by that.
That I have a runner body.
That you're, like if I said you're skinny, people are like, oh.
Actually, this is like the heaviest I've ever been in my life, and really? I was like nervous about it. I'm the tallest I've ever been in my life. I'm 5'9".
5'9". You probably weigh about. Can I guess your weight?
Sure. Yeah.
Stand up real quick.
Okay.
Get this right. All
right. What are we doing right now? This is.
It's the most you've ever weighed in your life.
Yeah.
I think you're probably like. 140 to 150, probably.
What's the number, though?
144.
Actually, the last time I weighed myself, I was like 145.
Did you do me?
So.
I'm curious now.
How tall are you?
Like one of those like carnival Six Flags. Things.
Yeah. It's pretty
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10.
You're 5'10?
You said that so straight. I'm 5'10.
You're
I just want to be very clear. So yeah,
Go away.
Take your shirt off.
Yeah. Stop flexing. Stop flexing. You're gonna ruin the. You're gonna ruin the metric.
I'd say you're probably about 153. What are you?
He's fucking telling you. No, I'm like 160.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
He's taut.
Okay. You work out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Just said he was running marathons.
I weigh 160.
What do you weigh? I weigh 250 pounds currently.
See that?
And do you work out?
Sometimes.
That was good. I was good though, wasn't I?
Yeah, that was really close.
The only reason I know is because like I'm the same height as you, and you were all around the same height.
Mm. Right.
So I'm 5'9". You're 5'9". 5'10". So I know like I know our frame.
The build, yeah. I know right.
Frame. So and we're all around the same weight anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, before I left for tour, I was like 135, and then tour happened, and I was eating like shit and like not moving at all. So.
That's actually what I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, okay.
How was that like?
Tour?
What do you do on tour? I don't know, because I didn't come to your show, unfortunately.
What's it like?
Just tell me next time.
Yeah, I did. There's two tickets there, but it's all good.
You should just do your set. How does it go?
Yeah, you want me to do my full hour?
Yeah,
right
just
now?
Do your full hour.
All right, I'll stand up. No, it was fun. It was genuinely was like a blast, and it was like the biggest tour I've ever done, and like in like crazy venues that I never thought I'd perform at. So it was like, it was really
the venue
cool.
They did in Chicago was insane.
Yeah,
the Chicago theater.
That was fucking crazy.
How many people?
The capacity was like 3,500, but I think we sold like just over 3,000.
Pretty badass.
It was crazy.
That's like sold out.
It was fucked. It was, that was like the most like nervous I've ever been for a show. It was like so scary. Like we had a bunch of homies there too, and it was like the biggest venue of the whole show, and it was so fucking scary, but it was fun. But
is your process similar to just a stand-up comic, like where you just do straight stand-up?
Yeah.
You do local shows to test out your bits?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have it. Like, if I think of an idea and then I'll just like write it down and try it on stage at like a show in Toronto that we'll like put on. And then, hopefully by like, some of the stuff is like new-ish in this hour, but the last joke I do is like, I've had it for a few years now, but we're trying to like film it and like put it out as like a special next year. So I'm excited to like just fucking put it out and never do that material ever again, because I'm fucking sick of it after doing it for like all year.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to like write a new hour.
Was it a banger? Be honest.
I love his set. They're all really our two friends, Curtis or Dean and Jacob. Curtis and Dean. are also really funny. They do like a half an hour, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to do 20, but they usually go pretty long.
Yeah, they're all really funny, but yeah. Yeah, your set, because I've seen it kind of evolve, because I came to like a show
like before COVID, I think.
Yeah, but yeah, it's really good.
Thanks,
man. I like forget how some of the jokes end, and so I end up laughing still, even though I've seen it a few times. So.
Nice. Yeah, it's fun. You should have been there, man.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Again.
No.
Yeah. No. Well, there was two tickets. There was you and a plus one. You could have both.
Oh, that is don't true. Blame I could have brought you.
He wouldn't have chosen me.
Probably not.
Oh. He would have chosen one of his other friends.
Santa.
One of his straight friends.
Yeah, most likely.
He can't be seen with me in public. It'll give the wrong impression.
Yeah, that I'm not even gay. That I just friends with gay people.
Yeah.
That's what he means.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah, can't do that. That's cool. So
yeah, it was fun. Tour is great. I gained weight. but I also our bus burned down. Did you know that?
Yes, yeah. I did know that.
Yeah.
That was my follow-up question. You're already fucking... You're on
I'm
it.
On
you are a very good... You guys are both very good podcast guests.
Oh, thank you.
Nice, you guys are easy to bounce off of.
Sweet, well, he has a fucking single-person podcast.
You really?
Which is insane. Yeah. That's weird. Why
I
do
know.
You do that?
I don't know. It sucks. I hate it.
Is it lonely?
And you have like a dedicated studio for it, like not in your house. You like, you like drives there to go film.
Did you do that? So you have to do it? Like to
pretty much. Also, the same as like, I have a Patreon for it too, and it's like if I don't do it, then I'm like not providing what I'm supposed to provide. So it's like I feel like it just like forces me to do it, which is good. But yeah, my bus burned down. I don't know how it.
Was it like a hate crime? What was going on?
I don't think so.
Like lesbians are on this bus.
Your bus driver was driving, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a hate crime against somebody that was straight. Like the lesbians burned down the bus.
No, they thought lesbians were in the bus.
We were up back home in Toronto for like a break, and then we were home for like 3 or 4 days, and then I get a call from my manager, and he's like, "You're not gonna like this."
Right. And I don't think you did, right?
And
you
he like, was right. And yeah. Like, yeah, he was right. And he's like, "Yeah, the bus burned down." And I was like, "What?" And I like laughed. I was like, "What do you mean?" Like the bus burnt down, like burnt to the ground, and like everything is gone.
So you had your shit in there too.
Yeah, because like I have a vivid memory of like we were packing up our stuff to go home, and I was like, "Should I pack some more stuff?" And then my friend Dean, who was on tour with me, he was like, "Dude, we're gonna be back in like 3 days. It's fine. Just
fuck
leave it."
Dean, bro. I'll say it for you behind the paywall. Dean,
fucking asshole.
You asshole.
What'd you do? Pack lithium batteries or some shit in there?
It wasn't our fault. It was like our bus driver. He was driving to meet us in South Carolina, and then on the way there, it just caught fire. Like the generator in the back just like something happened. It just exploded randomly. Apparently, this does happen to like one or two tour buses like every year.
And it was ours. Like a common thing. The more you know.
And it's like happened to ours that year. And then, yeah, I lost like a bunch of, like I had to buy a new camera and like new, like everything. I lost like all my fucking golf clubs were in there too.
Did you guys, did you lose, when you lost the bus, was that your bus?
It wasn't mine. We were like renting it. And they were like, it was insured. Like, yeah, like crazy. But still, it's fucking sucks to lose a bunch of crap.
Yeah, no shit.
So yeah, that, and that weekend too, it was like, after that happened, we still like had to figure out, cause we had shows to do. So we had like, we just like piled into like an SUVs and just like drove from fucking city to city. And we were in like the North and South Carolinas for that weekend. And like the shows we had, we were like so fucking like sad. And like they were not good shows. Cause like we just lost a bunch of shit. And we're like, get on stage and like be funny. It was like, yeah, it was weird. But yeah, that sucked. But we got another bus and it didn't burn down. So.
Nice.
Yeah, that was
yet.
Yet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Not until I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying?
You're not
going to like this.
Oh, man.
Have you guys ever heard about the, I think I've told you about this, the Dave Matthews Band tour bus thing that happened in Chicago? Yeah. It's just like a famous thing that happened in Chicago.
Danny, is this another fake news moment from you?
This is real.
This is real.
We're fact-checking this.
Okay. I think in, I don't know the year, but years ago, Dave Matthews Band was on tour, and you guys know Chicago, the Chicago River that goes right through Chicago. The tour bus, okay, see?
Okay, spoiler alert. I mean, sorry.
The tour bus was parked on a bridge that was, like, going over the river, and some, like, malfunction or something happened, or the bus driver fucked up, and all of the waste from the truck, like, the sewage shot out of the truck, and there was like a tourist boat passing by underneath. And so like I think it's like 800 pounds of like human waste.
Dave Matthews waste.
Landed on a very poorly timed tourist
comically
boat.
Timed.
Yeah. And it sounds horrific from the like all of the people that What happened to them?
They,
like
they,
there were people jumping off the boat and throwing up.
And that's awesome. Were there any cash?
Or please tell me there's like a video. I want to see. Is there a video? That's the worst thing that's happened in Chicago.
I think it happened in like 2004. So I think
there's definitely worse things that have happened in Chicago.
That was Chicago's 9/11.
Oh, yeah. So
that was Chicago's Chicago fire. Yeah. Sort of,
what's so funny is this is the boat immediately returned to dock where all passengers were issued refunds. That's nice.
Two-thirds. Yeah.
Oh, so five passengers went to the hospital for testing.
Like for what?
Like out of some fecal.
Yep, you got poop.
That's you're
poop.
Positive for shit.
So how does that work? Like the tour bus just has a poop shoot ejector button, and he oops.
Yeah, no, that's. Does it say how that?
Dude, that's the thing. You can't poop on a bus. That's like the one rule. You're not allowed to poop on the tour bus. That's like the one
because
rule.
Of that. Because of Dave Matthews.
Yeah, yeah. Well, honestly, probably.
The poop button is very close to the signal or windshield wipers.
Yeah, the turn signal, dude. Yeah. Just.
But no, that's like a rule on tour buses. You can't shit. If you have to, get like a plastic bag and like poop in there.
Oh, really?
What?
And then throw it. Yeah, because like the fucking like the plumbing can't like handle shit.
Oh, that's lame.
So there's why tour sucks so much, because like you fucking get there, you wake up at like 9 a.m. You can't get into the venue until like 1 p.m. So you have to like hope to God there's a Starbucks around that you can shit in there.
Yeah, you probably identified.
So
like,
you're saying that like
shit.
Yeah,
the bus driver like had to pay a bunch of like fines, or maybe went to jail, I think. Yeah.
He went to jail for shitting on people.
Went to jail for
he pleaded guilty.
Okay, so. So wait, hold on.
Did he go to prison?
So you're telling me like when fucking Harry Styles is like touring, like he can't shit on his tour bus, so he's like, you could find him at a fucking Starbucks taking a shit?
Maybe it's different for like high-end ones. He's probably got a nice tour bus.
Yeah, I would say that he had no shot. Like Justin Bieber, have you seen his tour bus?
His is crazy, yeah. You can definitely shit on that one.
That one's like a residence.
He could probably like shit on the floor and some guy will pick it up for him.
It's probably like Smart House where it just absorbs into the floor.
Yeah. Some guy goes
Disney Channel movie Smart House.
I love Smart House. I've seen it. It's our generation.
I've never seen it, but also at the same time.
You seen Smart Guy, that show?
No.
Like that, but instead of a guy, it's a house.
I haven't seen none of those things.
You haven't seen Smart Guy?
You haven't seen Smart Guy?
I grew up in Turkey.
I've never seen Smart Guy.
You haven't seen Smart Guy?
No, I don't know what that is.
You seen the show Smart Guy? You seen Smart Guy?
Never.
Damn.
Is this like a Canadian show?
It might be.
Yeah.
It was a show
smart
on like...
Smart Guy. It's a boot.
It was
smart
like a
guy.
Disney Channel show. He was a smart guy. He was like a
nice
kid.
Smart guy.
He's a smart guy.
Wow. So, such a creative song.
Smart Guy.
None of those are kids, man. What's
they
going
were.
On?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, smart guy.
Hey, I got to run, guys. I got to go to the airport.
Oh.
Oh,
you guys can keep going.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. Thank you for allowing us this.
Remember I said I had to leave? But
yeah, no, I know. I got it. Are you going to...
You need help with it? Okay.
No, I got it. Okay. I'll clean it up after you. I'm used to that.
All right, hey.
Man. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Nice to meet you, dude. Hey, sorry about the
meet you, man. Hopefully, I'll see you again soon. Yes, our power renewal.
100%. Yeah,
sorry again for the lack of invitation there.
See you later. Yeah, I expect you guys to make it up to me.
I'll see you soon, Austin.
See you next week, probably. Yeah, take care, guys.
See you, dude.
See you, bro.
Is that better?
Oh, yeah, we could scoot over this one.
I don't know. I'll get over there.
Yeah, who the fuck was that guy?
It's probably better to do that, right?
Every time I see something wacky, it's a meme. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's so funny.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Sees like a clown street performer. Look at this meme.
It's crazy that that's a meme.
This guy's memeing out over here.
That's a meme, right? Please tell me that's a meme. Such concern in his voice.
Every time you see something wacky, that's a meme, right? No.
Okay. Okay. All right. We're back.
We're back.
Good.
We're back.
I just wanted to like clean up in front of me a little bit because this motherfucker just left everything. You know? But you know, this is the part of the paid episode where I'm just cleaning.
The cleaning. This is the cleaning portion.
Cleaning commences.
You want the gun?
There's still some fries in there?
Yeah, that's the best part. Dude,
what the fuck am I doing?
It's the crunchy part.
Hell no.
Alright. Understandable.
I'm dad eating Chick-fil-A, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck?
The hell?
Not trying to
And he's got a good
career.
He's got a good rap in the LGBT community, dude. He's not trying to fuck that up.
Was that play you were in yesterday like a live like theater production?
Yes. We did a Christmas Carol, right? Oh. Is that right? That's the right thing, right?
Yeah.
You were in it.
Like an actual play performance of the Christmas Carol?
It was like an abbreviated version of it, apparently. And I had never seen a Christmas Carol. Mm. And my friend Cutie Cinderella, she's great. She throws these events and stuff. She was like, you're going to be Scrooge. Like, I want you to be Scrooge. And I was like, fuck, like, I don't know what the fuck this shit is. I can't act. So basically I was like ignoring her, not like you, that okay. One I didn't actually see, but right. This one I was like
purposely
ignoring. Cause I was like, I don't you know, oh, you have a clip.
That's crazy. You've never seen Christmas Carol before.
I'm Turkish. I grew up in Turkey.
Wow.
I guess so.
And I'm Muslim, so like we don't really have Christmas.
Yeah, okay, that checks out.
Damn.
So
they don't have like a Muslim equivalent of Ebenezer Scrooge.
No, there is no
Dude, what's that Christmas song where they're like talking about kids, like, do they know it's Christmas for like kids in like Africa or something?
I'm never,
not like a real Christmas
song.
Was that
the other theme song, The Smart Guy? A show that definitely exists.
Fuck, what is that Christmas? There's a Christmas song that's about
Christmas.
That. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I was just repeating what you said. I still don't know.
Oh, I'm negative. I don't have COVID.
Oh, sick.
Mm, there you
good to know.
Do they know it's
Are they picking
Christmas?
Up my mom yelling at Austin in the background? Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, do She's they very know excited. It's Christmas?
You want to look it up? Do they know it's Christmas in Africa?
Yeah, that.
Song?
They just called Do They Know It's Christmas?
Well, regardless, I can tell you, we know when it's Christmas, we just don't celebrate it, but Turkey
okay.
is like, we basically like took all the Christmas stuff and like packaged it into the New Year's, so we have like some people will get like a Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
but for New Year's.
Oh, okay.
And then you do like a gift exchange sometimes for New Year's.
I can fuck
with Christmas.
That.
And we didn't have like a Christmas Carol because,
right.
you know, Muslim country. Which sucks because it's like super mid. Like we don't have the Muslim countries don't have any like fun holidays really. Anne,
can you settle an argument between me and Curtis? Speaking okay. of holidays,
oh man, right, okay, yeah.
What's your favorite holiday?
Ooh, that's a good one. No, Ma, I'm. I'm shooting a podcast, Mom. You don't have to. It's fine. My dad does this too. Like, he will just straight up be like, what's going on? What's happening in there? I'm like, dude.
Why do you have so many computers in here?
Yeah. What are you doing here?
I'm filming. Like, it's fine if it's on stream because, like, the stream, you can't really see the other side of the room.
Yeah.
But when I'm doing a podcast and I have guests over, he'll just pop in. And I'm like, dude, stop.
I was looking at our camera angle and we could see her just, like, sadly slink back into the background. Become blurrier and blurrier. Yeah. She walked away.
I know. Oh, it's whatever. It's a little treat for the Patreon subscribers. What's my favorite holiday? I think Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Why? What's yours?
Probably New Year's.
Mine is Christmas. But
the reason this is an argument is because Curtis does not believe that New Year's or Halloween or anything, he doesn't believe that those are holidays. I told him that my favorite holiday was New Year's and Laura's is Halloween, and he was like, those aren't holidays.
Yeah, I don't think, especially Halloween, I don't think Halloween's a holiday. Do you think Halloween's a holiday?
Well, I mean, you don't even get the day off.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's not the definition of a holiday, because in other countries, they don't get, like, I don't know.
That's,
Yeah, but we don't even have Christmas then. I mean, we say Noël, but, like, we don't even have it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a holiday. Do they know it's Christmas?
It's still a holiday. I just feel
like your definition of holidays.
I think it needs to be a bank holiday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll give it to you for New Year's. I think you get New Year's off, right?
Well, you get New Year's Day off, but yeah. I like New Year's Eve more.
Why?
It's funner to party on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Day is kind of weird.
You like partying on New Year's Eve?
I like, yeah, like have friends over and...
Interesting.
Do you not celebrate New Year's Eve?
No, I do. I just like
you
I.
Think it's interesting that I do too. You. Like,
what the? I did not expect that.
I wouldn't say it's like my favorite. I think Halloween is more fun than New Year's. I would say.
Yeah.
As far as like non-holidays goes, but even though New Year's kind of falls into the holiday argument, but I don't know. New Year's is like so much pressure, and it's always not great.
Mm.
Like, I feel like there's so much.
Is it pressure because you don't know who you're going to kiss when it's midnight?
Yeah.
Right. You.
Yeah. I got that on lock.
Yeah. That's why you got married.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to fuck this shit up.
I felt that pressure too much. I gotta figure this out.
10 years in a row, we're golden.
Okay, so let me just read some lyrics from this song. Sorry.
Okay. A very real song, everybody.
And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life.
What?
Where nothing
that
ever
like a threat.
We will allow them to live.
What the fuck?
Where nothing ever grows.
Wait. Okay, that's a definite diss now.
There we go. Yeah.
Wait.
Nothing ever grows. No rain. No rivers.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
What?
Dude,
why are they shitting on Africa? This is the opposite of I bless the rains down in Africa.
Yeah.
This is very
fuck
mean.
The kids down in Africa.
Yeah, it doesn't rain or it doesn't rain there, dude.
Wait, they just say feed the world a lot.
Yeah.
Feed the world.
Feed the world.
We need to listen to this fucking song now.
I guess it's Patreon. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, we're
right?
behind a paywall now, baby.
It's like a, I think it's like a bunch of artists.
Okay, white guy singing about Africa, the I bless the rain, actually very good. This one, not as good. Wait, does he sound? He looks sad.
Yeah, he's look. I was getting like disgusted vibes. Like he's like,
is he crying?
Why are you making me sing this?
1984.
I don't know who this is.
Damn. Is that Phil Collins? I'm going in.
I think that's Phil Collins. Yeah, oh yeah.
So what was going on in this? Like they were just like, we are gonna drop a banger for Africa.
Yeah, because like, they don't have Christmas there.
Oh, this is like Duran Duran said. Oh, you know this song.
Yeah, they play it all the time. You guys never heard this song?
This is your favorite song.
Yeah. I just love the message behind it. Christmas time.
Yeah, I can confirm.
I don't know what that's all about.
Wait, what? Wait. Stop.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do they know it's Christmas? What
the? I know it's Christmas.
That's Sting, right?
Yeah, they got like everyone. Are they rocking outside?
All of this time and effort into just going and asking them if they know it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Dude, they had so much fucked up haircuts back then, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, like mullets, like weird ass mullets.
Yeah, who the fuck does that, bro? What the fuck?
Not me.
I think a mullet in that situation is the most normal haircut there. Let's be real.
Most normal haircut in Ohio.
I think people used to rock, like, back in the day, and I feel like you don't see that anymore. Like, famous people used to just have, they would just go bald but keep the sides.
Yeah. Yeah, Phil Collins did that for, like, way too long.
Yeah, what happened? Like, why don't they do that
anymore? I don't know. Also, I feel like celebrities back in, like, the 80s and 70s and stuff, like, they used to be, like, ugly, you know?
Yeah.
They were like ugly famous people.
That's why Elvis was so famous, because he was like the only one that wasn't ugly.
It's right.
Like,
yeah. They got everyone.
And then hot? He got ugly.
By today's standards, is Elvis hot?
I'd say so.
I think when he was younger.
Well, like how he looks now?
Yeah, let's look him up.
He probably looks like a skeleton now.
Pip. By today's standards.
Put Elvis Presley 2022.
He's kind of hot. He could be like a TikTok. Bro, he could be like he could be like a TikTok fuckboy.
It's just a bunch of pictures of skeletons.
Bro, that's like, I'm not even kidding. That's like Noah Beck before he did steroids. You know what I mean? Did Noah Beck do steroids? I don't know.
You said it.
Yeah, I just lied about that for no reason.
Like no, I guess it is.
It's still technically before he did steroids.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you didn't do it.
Yeah, and if you did, you know, just come out and say it, Noah.
Yeah, we won't be mad.
Yeah, it's
were
fine.
The Beatles hot, or were they just?
No, I don't think they were hot. So. John Lennon looked like shit.
I think before they had like TikTok and Instagram, and you could just see hot people all the time, like. If you saw like someone that looked like normal, you were like, whoa.
You're not busted? That's crazy. What the
You're
fuck?
You're not like sick? That's really cool. We're all sick.
Yeah. You're not?
Yeah. And they had like the least sick guy in the village become the famous person. You should go to Hollywood, Tinseltown.
What I liked about Paul McCartney is that he was the least sick guy in Britain.
He looked really healthy.
Well, British people are still busted. So, you know, they haven't gotten the TikTok yet.
Yeah, they're like they're either like the hottest people ever or the opposite.
Yeah, it's like I think it's the inbreeding lottery. You know what I mean? Either like the inbreeding makes you super hot or it makes you very busted. Yeah,
it's like a mutated kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This should not be possible.
It's like an alien type.
It's weird,
like, person.
Dude. I know.
You're really rolling the dice when you do that.
But. It's just you walk down the street and you see some of the most attractive people you've ever seen and some of the worst looking people at the same time. It's crazy. Yeah,
both ends of the spectrum.
It's nice though that they have representation from across the board.
Yeah, you can see it all.
Yeah,
you can see it all.
That what you're saying literally reminded me of the TikTok I saw, or it wasn't even TikTok. I saw it on Instagram because I'm fucking old, and I see
it was
like
a reel.
So it was a TikTok that was probably popping like a month ago.
Yeah,
if you pull it up, daddy issues on Instagram.
It was a meme.
Yeah. No, it's. I mean, she's just a meme account. I Violet, I know her personally.
Okay.
Not even a flex, but teenagers in 2022, this.
Oh, the middle right one there. There.
That's what this reminded me of.
Yeah, literally.
Why? But why? What happened?
These were the least sick girls in class.
Like, we're all around the same age, right? So, like, we did that, the second one. Hmm. So, when I saw the second one, I was like, you're right. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? Like.
Yeah. When did everyone get so good at dancing? That's the thing. Yeah. Also, there was, like, two dances when we were, like, younger. But now there's, like, a new one every week.
There was
Soulja
Boy.
That's it. And then Soulja Boy again.
Yeah.
And then when you do
Soulja Boy 1, Soulja Boy 2.
Yeah. And then when you do it two times in a row. But now there's like every single day there's a new TikTok. They're
getting sturdy.
Yeah.
Can you get sturdy?
The gritty. I can't really get sturdy, no.
Can you do the gritty?
Not really.
Doesn't mean gritty.
No.
No?
No, not really.
No, he doesn't.
I can't dance for shit. It's terrible.
You can't dance?
No. All I got is
Danny taught me how to moonwalk. Oh, that's pretty good.
Can you do a moonwalk?
A little.
Danny taught me how to do
it. I watched a tutorial once. Oh,
coasting on come on, hit us with the moonwalk.
Yeah, you got to do your moonwalk.
Look right over here. There's space back here.
Not going to show up.
I only do it on like really slippery floors. I'm not like a moonwalking expert.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And I also lose my balance while doing it. Well, on the video, it just looks like I'm blind.
You can't tell, but he's doing it.
Yeah, he did it.
That was cool. That was actually very cool.
Thanks, bro. Yeah,
what the good. Fuck?
It's one of my many hidden talents.
Yeah. You gotta get one of those
All
things.
Of them
you gotta
are
be
Michael Jackson dance. Oh,
okay. Yeah, just the dances.
Wait, what?
Just the dances.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know.
I'm not going to, like, sing like Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah. My hidden talents. I'm a lot of things that Michael Jackson did.
Yeah. All of those things. Oh, man. Okay. All right. On that note, what hidden talents do you have?
You know, magic tricks.
I know a few. I don't know. So does Danny, but.
What? Okay, that's so cool. Wait, what do you? I'm not even kidding. What do you got?
Well, I only know like card tricks. You have a deck of cards? I could do a card trick.
I can say the alphabet backwards.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not a magic trick.
Go ahead.
UX, WV, UTS, RQP, ONM, LKJ, ICE, FED, CBA.
You skipped a couple.
No, I didn't.
I don't know. You like slurred in the middle.
ZYX, WV, UTS, RQP, ONM, LKJ, IHG, FED, CBA.
Those are the ones you skipped. I'm pretty sure.
I'm just so good at it. I say it so fast.
From O to J, I'm pretty sure the O to J segment wasn't in the first one.
Like you would know.
That's like when kids are like, I can say the alphabet really fast, and then they just go like.
You didn't hear. You got to slow it down. You'll hear it.
Yeah. Wait, wasn't there. Where did I see that? There was like a thing like that. Where, like, if you slowed it down, you could actually hear it. Like,
what?
But if
really?
It was like, someone would just say it really fast.
Oh, damn. I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
I don't know. Maybe I just made it up.
Yeah, feels like you did. Yeah.
I'm sick, so I might be hallucinating a little bit. I don't know what's going on there.
You would not be a heartthrob back in the day. What? I said you would not be a heartthrob back in the day. You're sick right now.
You'd be like, oh, it's just another sick guy.
Another sickly man.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Fuck no.
Oh.
I mean, I was a horseback rider. And I think I have a voice for the. I think I have an opera voice.
Really?
Oh.
I think, but not really.
Okay.
I don't even know if I can do it right now.
Yeah.
This is so awkward. I've done it before on stream.
Okay. Wow. Oh, my God.
That was good.
I can do it.
That was loud.
I, like, almost pulled a muscle.
Yeah, like, damn. I think I almost pulled one listening to it.
So, blacked out.
Culminating.
Facts.
Culminating Ross W.
Okay. Well, on that note, guys, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I wanted to end on a high opera note. You know what I mean?
Yes, you should. Yeah.
That was
ending on a high note, literally.
This is how we do it every time.
Damn.
But yeah, no, this was a wonderful experience. Where can people find you if they've watched a free episode in this portion?
You can find me on YouTube. Search my name. I also have a podcast called Very Really Good. It's on YouTube and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube. Just search my name, Danny Gonzalez. I also have a podcast called Very, Really Good. If you just search that on YouTube. Yeah, that's it.
It's cool. You guys, it's awkward that you guys got the same name on the podcast.
Yeah, how did I not know that? Yeah.
I don't post them.
Oh.
It's just free. Is it also a single person podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So you're just talking to yourself in a room.
Yeah. I film it. I just don't ever upload it.
Yeah, I edit it. I spend hours on my
So week. Nervous. Yeah.
That's why you hired the editor, so you can have more time to edit your podcast that you don't upload.
All right, well, that'll be all for this week. Peace out, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.